You are listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, a Canadian guide to building dependable wealth. Join your hosts, Richard Canfield and Jason Lowe, as they unlock the secrets to creating financial peace of mind in an uncertain world. Discover the strategies and mindsets to a financial future that you can bank on.
Get our simple 7-step guide to becoming your own banker. It's easy. Head over to 7steps.ca and learn exactly the learning process required for you to implement this amazing strategy into your financial life. That's 7steps.ca.
How do we upgrade your wealth by also upgrading your health? How are these two things linked in life, and why do we need to pay attention to the health side of things so that we can maximize our potential also on the wealth side? Well, we're joined today by a biochemist, an inventor. He's a nutritionist and an international speaker. We've got Barton Scott with us today. He is the CEO of Upgraded Formulas. In 2015, Barton discovered a unique industrial process using his background in chemical engineering to produce a new category of minerals called stabilized nanominerals using a nanoparticle technology. That sounds super cool. Now, the reason we've got Barton here to talk about all that is because we have a longevity playlist on our YouTube channel. We have a lot of conversations about how we can accelerate and grow the time frame we have to do the amazing things we're here to do on planet Earth. And it's through the advances of these technologies and through good work and the well thought out mindsets that we're teaching people and that you are actively showing people they can implement in their life, we're able to extend lifespan and help people live more fulfilled and wonderful lives. So I'm really excited about this. Now, in our previous conversation, Barton, you talked about how one of the goals that you have really around this is to democratize wellness. So I'm excited to talk a little bit about that and how this incredible methodology you've got is helping people create more sustainable health and feel better and work, actually improve even behaviors to a degree. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Richard. Thanks, Jason, for having me on, and great to chat with you again. This idea of democratizing wellness is so important. What I really mean by that, for people that weren't privy to that first conversation, is that when you think about it, if you're most people, and I really mean like the overwhelming 99% of people from any socioeconomic class, if I gave you like 20 minutes of just clear time, you wouldn't be able to order a health test for yourself if you're most people. Like, you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't know where to start. You'd be kind of confused. Most people would, I mean, there's plenty of smart people out there. Some people would figure it out. They wouldn't know exactly what they ordered, why they ordered. They would, you know, but what you run into often is, well, I have this burning pain point now because I didn't understand symptoms, which symptoms are your allies. I've said that for years. And just like this deep insight I had in my early 20s around this. But, you know, let's say you finally find someone. Usually the process is, even if they're an awesome functional nutritionist or functional medicine doctor, that either one of those can order labs for you, you probably have to go to them, wait to go to them. It's not like a right now, they'll see you sometime this week thing. It's a multi-week thing. And then you see them and then you get a test after a conversation. They charge you for that consultation, for the testing, which is usually inflated. And then a consultation about the test, and then your supplements get shipped like 5 days later. On top of that. So now, I mean, you've gone, I mean, most likely like 2 months of just like, you know, panicky sort of, maybe I'll go the drug route after all, you know, like, it's just, it's not good. It's really bleak is the word that comes to mind. So providing options there that, or sort of like Occam's razor, like the simplest idea being the best when faced with many options is really what we do. And we do that with hair, which we can talk more about if you guys want.
Absolutely.
Why that is.
Yeah. And so why is that? And why is that so greatly overlooked? Like, typically labs involve blood work, you know, just urine samples, like stool samples, like things like that. But why is hair so overlooked?
I mean, I can only guess really why that would be. I'm really grateful that I discovered it in my 20s, and it's been around for, you know, many decades. Even the U.S. government was using hair testing, early hair testing, in the 50s. If you do some research, you'll see that. And then, you know, occasionally it gets just repeated slang by people that haven't actually done it, which is the case of anything. And I always ask someone, I'm like, so, you know, have you made $1 million? Or I think to myself, like, have you guys made $1 million on what you're on what this person's trying to, you know, give me? Or are you just repeating something that you heard somewhere?
Right.
If you've never done hair testing, like, please don't talk about it. Just like, roller skated or something. It's like, don't pretend to be an expert because you heard someone talk about it.
Right.
And that's what's happened. That's the other aspect of it, is like, they're, you know, in the 80s, they needed, you know, tighter quality controls, I think. But so, yeah, you know, have we innovated in the last like 50 years? Yeah. So
probably in the last two, I would even imagine.
Oh, for sure. So much. I mean, we personally as a company have. So yeah, basically in a nutshell, hair is you on your best behavior. I mean, I'm sorry. Blood is you on your best behavior. And really, hair is, it's a continuum. But when you're looking at an inch or less, you know, if you guys are watching this on video, like, you know, looking at Jason's haircut on the side, you know, it's probably a half inch or so.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were to take some of that, or, you know, for example, that's probably 5 weeks of data, you know, so it's not a year, right? So just like CSI, I mean, if you watch CSI, hair stays around, blood washes away, you know, as soon as it rains, it's structured, it's tissue. And the one way to think about it is that, and I know we think of these things as all very different, but skin and bone are actually really similar. Just like skin, bone, and hair are really similar. They're all tissue. And the body is largely made up of a lot of tissue. And so when we're actually measuring blood, it's a river of us on our best behavior. And the reason why it is because it's so essential. The body knows that if it doesn't maintain the blood, which it does at the cost of even our bones, which is how people end up with all bone disease. They all have this in common, where the body had a chronic pH that it had to buffer. Then it buffers that pH, and just before anyone's eyes glaze over, when I go in so scientific here, but just so you understand, you have your pH in your blood, which is just like the acid base measure of that. And if it's not really close to where it needs to be, your organs shut down. The body knows that. So it pulls from wherever it has to. It pulls from the savings accounts, if you will, puts into the checking, which is the blood. And then we check the checking, we go, you're fine. Or we check the credit card and we go, oh, you know, you're fine.
You've been running a deficit for a while on your pH.
Meanwhile, your deficit. Yeah, but you have a deficit. You may not be able to pay that off, and
this sounds like how governments operate a little bit, Barton, if I'm on track here. This is kind of like how governments spend the money for the people. It's kind of how your blood's doing it in your body. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately. So when we test the blood, knowing that concept now, is that a good idea? And the answer pretty quickly becomes no, but like, what do we do? And it turned out that hair is really the best way to measure anything deficiency related, like with elements. So now when you think about it, you're like, oh, well, like, how important is that? Or, you know, I think this other thing might be important. Let me just say this. The periodic table of elements. Imagine a foreign species, like aliens visited the planet, and they were much smarter than us. And they were like, hey, we want to help you guys. we need to know, you know, do you have a collection of everything that builds the planet? We're like, yeah, we have this thing, we call it the periodic table. Like, great. How do you use it to solve your health problems? And we'd go, most people would go like, we really don't. And they're like, wow. Okay. So you don't use the thing that builds you and everything else on the planet. And they'd probably leap at that point. So that's really what we do with air, is we look at the collection of elements. And an insight that I had probably 10 years ago that I haven't really heard anyone talk about is that it's really simple, by the way, to give a preface, but it's really profound when you think about it. Everything you'll ever eat, everything you'll ever touch, and what you are and what you're becoming, it's all just a collection of elements. The carrot, the steak, everything in between, it's all elements. So we have to test for that. And it really just becomes doing that in a way that is measurable, trackable, accurate, cost-effective. So yeah, that's a bit of how to think about that quickly.
And then what's the approach after the testing? So what is that sort of, here's what we need to address and here's how we go about doing that. Like, what is typically revealed in that testing that really contributes, if somebody addresses it properly, like it can have a significant, remarkable impact on their longevity?
Well, first, I'd like to just say for anyone listening, this, the interesting thing about this sort of the benefit of the benefits, if you will, is yes, you sleep better. Yes, your metabolism improves. Yes, we see hormone indications. We see, I can go down a list. I can come back to that. But you have more energy. You sleep better. You naturally shed weight if you need to. It makes you more resilient mentally, physically, emotionally. So your relationships get better. Really, all facets of life, if you think about it, are built on this. And that's why the book that I have coming out, probably pushing it back to later this year, is How Nutrition Becomes Personality. And it's really fascinating because we see these trends. We can see something that would be labeled by psychiatrists as bipolar in hair, and we can reverse it because we know what levers to pull. That's fairly simple. And what we look at, ratios of certain key minerals that were established decades ago in literature based on, and this is key too, a healthy population.
Right.
Most people would be shocked to know that their blood test ranges when they say, you're within range, Jason. Oh, okay. Or Richard, I know you drove across town, you waited 6 weeks, and you obviously didn't do that just for the joy of it. You probably have something you want to solve, but I'm here to tell you that you're within range, so don't worry about it. But at the same time, since you have this problem, it's persistent, which is really just a symptom that is like a language that isn't spoken, or understood well, then we're just going to give you this drug and then, send you on your way. And of course, that doesn't solve the root cause. And it's not chemically able to solve the root cause, because going back to this discussion of elements, in order to do that, what would you need? You would need the elements that you're low in.
Right.
It's kind of like having a paper mill. If you don't have trees or lumber coming in one side, on the input side, what do you have on the output? The plant has to shut down. There's no paper.
Not a lot of paper. And that also affects a cogeneration model, because often large paper mills are generating enough electricity for their own operation that they can even push some back to the grid for other people too. So that's kind of looking at like the energy transitioning even further beyond what that mill does, if you were to relate that back to kind of the body, if I'm on track.
That's a great addition to the metaphor. So yeah, I mean, it's really important for all aspects. I remember reading a stat that people that, as it applies to finance, people that are healthy earn about 33% more, I think is what it showed, which compounds nicely, right? Each year. So And you just enjoy it, right? So, I mean, you that make whatever you make, if you could enjoy it 20% more, because you literally make more serotonin, better quality serotonin, dopamine, all these things, life would be better. You know, you might write that book that you haven't written. You might write the second book. You might start the business. You might start some relationship. You might take a trip and be more present for it. You might be a better father or mother, you know. So it's infinite. Yeah.
Yeah.
Become your own banker and take back control over your financial life. Hey, is this even possible? You may be asking, can I even do this? Well, you better believe it. In fact, it's easy to get going. So easy that we've put together a free report, 7 Simple Steps to Becoming Your Own Banker. Download it right now. Go to 7steps.ca. That's 7steps.ca. Now let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, truly. And I can speak from firsthand experience going on a bit of a journey, you know, the past, since December of 2022. And when you're just your overall energy, where you truly feel energized all day long, and you're much more present, you don't have, you know, fog as it relates to, you know, how your brain is functioning, you're just much more decisive and much clearer in your communication and the frequency of your communication, and your productivity just soars. Like it literally just takes off. And so those were the biggest changes personally that I've experienced on this journey. And it's obviously going to be ongoing, but you know, hair testing, I've never personally experienced that. And so that I'm going to go through that, and I'm very curious to see what the output of that is.
Well, and piggybacking off what Jason said, I since our last conversation, I have gone through the hair testing, and I've received some results, and I've had a wonderful conversation with a member of your team. I learned some really interesting things. It was a fun experience. I got some incredible recommendations of certain things that I can do, which I'm clearly not doing. You know, one of them, coincidentally, we shared it before we hit the record button, is actually being really intentional eating in the morning for me specifically, and how that will jumpstart and impact other things that happen that's currently reflected in my results. There are some other supplements recommended, of course, that will help facilitate that as well to bring. What's interesting, it shows electrolytes and it has groupings, significant ratios, breakdown of, it's really good for helping establish if there's heavy metal, if I understand correctly, heavy metals as well for people, which can create some havoc. Thankfully, I didn't have a lot of that going on. But those are all things I learned in the conversation I was able to have with your team member. And then, of course, as you start making those changes, because the testing is much more affordable in that democratized fashion, and I don't need to wait for someone to do it, I can just go online and order it, and then I can get it, and then I can send it in. And hey, about a week or 2 weeks later, I can book an appointment to review, or I get my results back. Then you can create a bit of a maintenance schedule for yourself, whereas you don't need to book an appointment, go through the regular medical machine to get that done. So I like the empowerment that provides. It's similar to what we do in the infinite banking space, teaching people how to become their own banker. It's a bottom up solution versus a top down thinking model, and it allows you a little bit more control, a little bit more influence over your outcomes. So I really like that. I think that's really important, and it just kind of reflects on something you shared with me in our first conversation about billionaires. You I can't remember the exact stat, but there was a study done, and you indicated that it was, you know, how many years do billionaires live above the average person? And like the thought process would be probably an awful lot. Like there must be a reason why they can live a lot, but I don't recall. Maybe you can refresh my memory what the stat on that was.
So it's really interesting. Well, to comment also on what you said right before, I love that point. And the response that it came to mind was that you shouldn't need permission to take care of your own health.
Right.
And that really speaks to, that's not an accident, like that it's difficult. Yeah, not to me at least. But that's uncharted waters. It's, you know, hearsay and opinions. So, you know, and political, I guess, to some extent. But The what you're saying, Richard, about billionaires' lifespan. So they surveyed billionaires that had passed, and the average lifespan of a billionaire was only three years longer than the average person. So you think about it and you're like, wow. So, you know, unlimited funds, definitely not allocating well.
Right.
Really, really poor allocation. So it's interesting. I mean,
and they have access to,
yeah, I mean,
any top medical,
any medical resource on the face of the planet, they could have ready access to.
Right. The other thing I'll share too, just in terms of numbers. So Ben Greenfield is a friend of mine, and he's one of the more well-known biohackers in the space. He did a episode recently with Brian Johnson, who had Braintree, sold that for like $800 million. And Brian's been on a quest and he spends about $2 million a year on his health. And he did a mosaic of ages. And he got a number back that he talked about, and so did Ben, and so did I. And I did mine about 2 years ago now. So it's not uber recent, but I was told it was very good. I just didn't know how good. So the rate of aging is a decimal or a fraction in relation to 100 years. So Ben's was 0.71. So for every year he's aging, roughly 70% or 71 to be exact. So at 100, he would, like the organs, for example, throughout his body on average would be 71 years old, which is awesome. And then Brian was 0.67, I believe. And then mine was 0.62. So thinking about that, I'm like, what has been the main thing that I've done? I've balanced the elements. I've tested them, and then taken ones that absorb well that developed. So, we have a unique process. I got into this. This matters a lot, as people can probably tell. I'm very emphatic about all of this, and it's because, I was in my early 20s. We were really close as a family, and I ended up losing my mom, I was able to help her a lot in her health. And I was super knowledgeable even then, but it ultimately wasn't enough. And what we were constrained by was simply getting the supplements we were taking to absorb. And really, to sort of like fast forward through all of that, what I would say is, what we have today is really a love letter to anyone in her state. And so we work with a lot of people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, especially people that are in chronic conditions, or especially people that have seen multiple physicians or nutritionists and have gotten multiple dead ends. We've helped people get off of a bunch of different medications, including... So just, proof that it works, like thyroid medication, sleep medication, anxiety medication. So, and that obviously has to be done in part with whoever prescribed the medication. But also, one red flag for everyone, in case this isn't obvious, your doctor will almost never just call you up and go, hey, Richard, you can just get off all your medication because, your numbers are good. You pretty much have to advocate for your health in that situation all the time.
Yeah.
Just like anything, like you can't check out on your finances and have a financial advisor. You can't check out on your health and just give all your power away to someone there. Keep that power. And initially, it may seem hard, just sort of like years ago, if you did your taxes yourself and you're like, oh, my God, this is tough. I feel like I'm doing it all wrong. Get some good advice, but also do it yourself. Find it. And that's really what we help people do. I mean, do it yourself. I mean, it's a very much a done for you service, but you have to like you actually have to take some action, I suppose.
The doing it yourself is the making the decision to get started on the testing, and then the like regular update or tracking it, right, to see where you're at versus having to go through the 2 month waiting period to get testing. By the time you get the test results, it's already probably too late, type of a model that you expressed earlier. That's really what you're doing it yourself is getting ahead of that process and going proactive versus reactive as it relates to your health. Am I summarizing that well?
That's really well summarized. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really, that's so important because people, understandably so, especially if you've had family, maybe some family medical history, well, there could be some degree of apprehension and uncertainty. You know, if I'm going and getting tested, you know, you've heard of like the white coat syndrome, right? Where people's blood pressure goes through the roof when they go in to sit down with their doctor. Whereas if you can, from the comfort of your home, you can order a test, you receive it, you send the sample in, you receive the results, you're speaking with someone who is there to help you by actually helping you. And that can help alleviate some of that apprehension or uncertainty surrounded by, oh my God, what is my doctor going to tell me?
Also just, for you as you're listening to this, by no means should you expect your normal doctor that's gone through a normal medical school to have any credentials around this. And therefore, their opinion is not worth much,
right?
Unfortunately. So they emphatically wearing that white coat like you're talking about, I thought you were going to go to the authority angle, which is something about that, just deeply ingrained for a few generations now to go like, oh, we seem to just trust blindly more so than any other area of our life. And I mean, doctors, unfortunately, lose a lot of people, like just through what they're prescribing, through their protocols, through their interventions. A lot of deaths happen. It's one of the biggest categories. It's one of the fewest things talked about. I mean, largely because I believe that there's a true fundamental lack of understanding of a few different things. They don't understand how sodium works in the body. They don't understand how iron works in the body. And they think that, like, so many doctors don't understand that iron anemia is almost impossible, even for women that are having a period. Because your iron, simple fact, your iron, two facts. One, your iron can be up to 10x higher in your tissues. So if you're low in your blood, it usually indicates you're actually high in your tissue. What I've learned through our practice and looking at more hair analysis than anyone really more than any other company out there. So the thought that we're somehow iron anemic is also further destroyed by the fact that we have something in the body, a system in the body that recycles over 95% of the iron you ever take in. And the reason why is because iron is important in the body, because it's the only element that carries oxygen. And also knowing that, let me say it this way. This is a brilliant metaphor for this. If you kept 95% of the money you ever made, would it be likely that you would run out of money if you continue to earn, like you're continuing to eat, right?
Yeah.
But they're like sweepingly going like, we checked your savings account and it showed, or we checked your checking account. And you're like, yeah, most of my money's in investments. I have trust. I don't, I look,
Yeah.
So it's like, you're just not checking the right place, guys. Like in the story, period.
Yeah.
A lot of this, it has just been like confident action in the wrong direction since Rockefeller's days. Rockefeller funded a lot of the medical system. A lot of it is in Houston. If you read his biography, which I did, it's like 33 hours on Audible. And, I think that was probably in good intentions. Who knows? that's irrelevant. But the fact is where it's led us today obviously doesn't work. And you have to be a genius to see that. But you would have to be a moron to think otherwise, I believe. So, and we have a lot of smart morons out there. A lot of them in every sector, right? So I'm not saying this is the only answer to being healthy, but I will say that if you're not doing this, the diet that you're on will eventually fail. Like, it's just it's almost like a law of gravity. Like, if you continually eat the same foods, imagine this, like there's a big circle, almost like a pizza, and it's carved into sections. You're eating the same 12 to 25 foods, and that's your quote unquote diet, right? Because you're whatever you are. I'm not going to throw shade on any particular diet. It's not what it's about. It's that you're doing that, and therefore you're consuming foods that are whatever that mineral ratio is, that element ratio is. Over time, you naturally are going to have gaps. So if you're not fixing those gaps, it's like having holes in your budget or something where you're just like flowing things out, unfortunately.
Well, that is incredibly helpful. And we are also going to give our listeners, our viewing audience, an opportunity to initiate a next step. And so, Rich, do you want to fill us in on what that looks like?
Well, thanks to Barton before we hopped on. He was gracious enough to share how much he'd be happy to provide a discount to all of our listeners, which is unbelievable. Really appreciate it. So there's a discount code available. If you go to Upgraded Formulas, that's upgradedformulas.com. You can use the code INFINITE to be able to access a 15% discount, thanks to Barton and his team. So that's for the testing kit, as I understand, Barton. And then if someone wants to upgrade for the consult as well, there's a package option there. I would certainly encourage everyone to get the consult with that, so that you can actually have a clear understanding of what these results mean and get a bit of an action plan together so that you can start making changes. For me, I already have a list of those changes. I have some supplements. And one of the things you mentioned earlier, Barton, is it's one thing to have supplements. It's another thing to make sure you have ones that are actually absorbable, when you related the story about your mom. So that's a conversation point that came up for me as I went through my own conversation, which I thought was really, really beneficial. So I know I'm excited. I'm looking forward to implementing. And likewise, as I shared before we hit the record button, I also have a testing kit for my son. So we're going to go through that experience with him as well and see how that goes. He's in that pie description of the amount of foods that you eat. He's a smaller percentage probably on the pie than most other people. So we're going to try and see where we might have some deficiencies there to help out. And I think it's going to be really enlightening to have that information. I'm a very curious person. As Jason knows, I love information. I love learning about things. And then I like stockpiling it somewhere where I never look at it again. This is an area where I'm not going to do that. I'm getting an action plan together and doing some stuff. And then thankfully my wife, who's amazing, will help me be accountable to taking and doing the things that are necessary, which is really good. So you need good people around you in lots of areas. And you also need good information that actually is actionable in order to create an action sequence for yourself in the world.
And this is why we're encouraging our clients and our prospective clients, take advantage of this testing opportunity. Like we've been in situations where, you know, through the process where people are looking at applying for life insurance coverage as part of the implementation of becoming your own banker, where insurance companies have proactively notified us from a medical underwriting perspective to say, hey, let your applicant know they need to seek medical attention in the following area. And it's a pretty high priority.
Yeah.
Whereas if we can, like I was sharing with you, Barton, before the program, part of what we're doing at Ascendant Financial is making health and longevity a pillar of how we serve our client community. All of the financial service, the typical vanilla flavored financial service businesses out there, they're focused on helping you build wealth. Well, Dan Sullivan, you know, my coach, he said, you could have all the financial objectives you want. If you don't have your health, you won't have the time to get them done. So it doesn't, having your taking good care of your health and making sure that you're taking steps proactively, we would encourage all of our clients and all of our prospective clients to do that. And my understanding, forgive me if I'm incorrect, but this is a non-invasive test. Mm-hmm. And all it requires is just point, click, order, submit your sample, and take the appropriate action steps. And so we wholeheartedly encourage all of our clients and prospects that are listening to this, do yourself a favor and take advantage of that discount. If anything, it'll be very revealing and you'll know what you should know. Mm-hmm. Isn't that good?
You can't tell you that's phenomenally said. You know, we've also spent money on clinical trials to prove the absorption technology that I was able to develop as a chemical engineer, which usually I would have mentioned earlier in the conversation. But yeah, thanks, Richard, for bringing us back to that. I mean, that's incredibly important. You take normal supplements, you get about 20% of it absorbed if you're lucky. And you know, food's not much better at around 30% typically. So, and the reason why is, you know, our bodies are generally just inefficient machines. There's no perfectly efficient engine, on the planet that we know of. So, or that we can, that our bodies aren't. So it's kind of, in this case, it's, so what I figured out we needed to do is skip digestion so that we could drastically affect the deficiency levels. So when you're no longer shortcut by low stomach acid that affects how much nutrition you get out of your food, when you're no longer held back by candida or bacterial overgrowth or parasites or all these different things, then the nutrients can get into the red blood cells, and then from that point it's delivered throughout the body. That's the delivery system in a nutshell. So we do two things. We do the hair testing to give you the map, and also to give you the proof if you do a before and after test, which is, there's a package on the site on the homepage for that. So that's really one of the additional reasons why we do that and have that test, is that we're confident in it working. And we did, as far as I know, the most effective sleep trial ever. It's a double-blind placebo-controlled clinical trial on sleep. And we were able to see massive improvements at a high in the trial of 250% in deep sleep. It's like going from an hour to 2.5 hours. REM sleep went up 160% at the high. The averages were great. Pretty much every, I think 84% of people improved, you know, significantly. And then, the ones that did improved in almost every area. And this was simply like no diet interventions, taking 4 capsules of upgraded magnesium for 14 nights, period. And they didn't even know. Double blind means the people giving it didn't know what they were giving, and the people taking it didn't know what they were taking. There's placebo too. So yeah, so big deal. We also did a fertility clinical trial, since most people either have, you know, everything from like erections difficulty to blood flow for women as well to actual fertility. So like, you know, sperm quality, motility. So we have a product called Upgraded T that's great for actually women and men and women, because women, a lot of people don't know this. You guys would probably be shocked to understand it. I think, Richard, we might have talked about this, that women are supposed to have between 10 and 38 times more testosterone than estrogen. Now, that's, so more testosterone than estrogen, a lot more. And by the time they're 25, most women have less. So yeah, it's really, it's a real problem for women and men when it comes to fertility. And that's simply because the soil's really incredibly depleted compared to our grandparents' generation, and toxicity, just the toxicity of the modern world.
Yeah. No shortage of that out there.
Yeah. So we're seeing like between 30 and 50% improvement for most men. We haven't done tests on women yet, but you know, any improvement would be great. And that helps with muscle mass. But it's not going to make you like angry. It's going to help you be more decisive, clear, grounded, help you sleep better, you know, be more present, all these things. And again, you know, we think of testosterone as a masculine thing, but if women have 10x at a minimum, if they're healthy, more testosterone than estrogen, and clearly we got that wrong too.
Yeah.
As a, like a general, you know, body of knowledge.
Fascinating. Awesome. There's so much to learn and so many opportunities to recognize the value of subtle changes that can have big impacts on your health and likewise on your wealth. The overlap of the two is, I think, what's really interesting. And so again, Jason, thanks for your commitment to helping our clients recognize that that's an area we're going to be putting more energy, more effort in. So for anyone tuning in, you'll be able to find this, of course, or to share this episode. It'll be in our longevity playlist on the Wealth Without Bay Street YouTube channel. Of course, we love you listening. However you're listening, however you're tuning in, the advantage of the YouTube simply is that you can have a playlist format there. It doesn't always work necessarily on the regular podcast players, which is fantastic. Now, Barton, just to kind of take us home here, you may or may not think of it this way, but through your invention, your decision to go and implement this, recognize that there's an issue where people aren't absorbing the nutrients that they need. Going through the work inspired by your mom and the challenges that she went through to try to solve this problem for so many others. I'm guessing that when you were sitting around, you know, all the chemistry stuff and looking at the papers and breaking pencils and stuff, you were doing that with a cape on. And so you may not think of yourself as a superhero, but if you're able to show up in such a way to have a rapid increase in the health that people are achieving and therefore the results and the happiness that they generate in their life because of it, fundamentally, that is what's taking place. So we appreciate that. Our question for you, Barton, is who would you most like to be a hero to?
I think the so-called avatar of her and like men and women in their age that are probably, you know, taking care of grandkids as well as their sons and daughters, and they find themselves with they've probably given a lot throughout their lives and they find their own health failing. And they, you know, probably have done some things for themselves, but not nearly as many because they were raised in a more selfless generation. Yeah, but really everyone. This is for everyone. Yeah.
There you have it. And Barton, it was a sincere pleasure to have you. And when your book is released, we'll have you back on the show and we'll share with viewers and listeners some of the key insights that you want people to take away from reading your book. And so we'll really look forward to having you back again. But thank you sincerely for being generous with your time and your knowledge and being with us today. I know that our listeners are going to enjoy this episode and take advantage of that discounted offer. I think that it's a no-brainer. And so thank you. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, such a pleasure. If you guys want to find any more clinical trial info, just search clinical trial on upgradedformulas.com and you'll be able to read more about that.
We'll do that. Yeah, and to all of our
having me on.
To all of our viewers on the YouTubes, you would have seen another video just appear. Credit to our editing team. It's because we want you to continue your journey of learning. So we've selected this particular video as your next video to watch. So continue your journey of learning. There's always something new to learn and make the rest of your week outstanding. But gentlemen, this was great. Thank you so much and have an outstanding rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Without Bay Street podcast, where your wealth matters. Be sure to check out our social media channels for more great content. Hit subscribe on your favorite podcast player and be sure to rate the show. We definitely appreciate it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone you care about. Join us on the next episode where we continue to uncover the financial tools, strategies, and the mindsets that maximize your wealth.